FM 90.3 WJTL, Pat Barrett and Corey Asbury, Build My Life. Kane, anymore. Good morning to you at 7:02. This morning, our very special guest is author Carolyn Stefiri. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Fred.
So excited that you're here this morning. Anybody you want to give a shout out to and say hi to this morning?
I hope my grandkids are listening, so I'm going to say hi to William, Daniel, and Audrey and Lititz.
And I was pretty excited when John told me that the book came. You guys had like a party with the grandkids and they came over and celebrated with you. What was that like?
Oh, I was in tears. So I they were jumping around just as excited as I was.
I understand Audrey wondered if all the books were the same.
Yes, and thankfully they were.
That just tickles
thankfully
me.
Thankfully they were.
The mind of children. How old is Audrey?
She's five.
Five. So that's a great question. Grandma, are they all the same?
Yes.
I love that. Yes. Now, I didn't know whether to call you an author or a poet. Do you have a choice or is it both?
A poet.
Yeah, you're a poet.
I'm a poet.
And that's something that for you to say is kind of new. Tell us about the journey that God's brought you through to bring you to the place where you could say, I'm a poet.
Well, 30 years ago, I started on an unfortunate journey with epilepsy. And so epilepsy took a lot of things from our lives and a lot of creative things. And so right. I feel like poetry was a gift given back to me. And out of this came With Me, the title of my book.
Yeah.
And a lot of the poems highlight, you know, the struggles and the joys that come out of our 30-year walk through this. You learn a lot. It's just not the lows, but also the highs throughout that time span.
What are some of the things that you felt you lost during that journey with epilepsy?
Well, I lost some creative things that I used to be involved in. And so really, this was a surprise. I had started writing about 2 years ago and never really told anyone I was writing until about last year. Around this time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, things just started falling into place, and it became just a gift from God that 1 year later, we have this book called With Me, and it's right here in front of us, and I'm so excited to share it with everyone.
Well, and it looks beautiful. We're talking with Carolyn Stefiri. She is a poet and an author. She has written With Me, a poetic expression of God's faithfulness. I love the cover. Tell us about that and the significance of this bench.
You'll see a lovely bench on this cover. And the bench means a place for me to just sit and read. It's also a place to be anchored, where you can always come back to. If you're lost, you can just come back to a favorite place and sit and watch and relax and have a viewpoint for life.
Yeah.
So it was important to me to put that as part of my story.
I love that.
And it was just captured so beautifully.
Yeah. Who did this artwork for you in the front?
That would be Marty Shennessy.
Yeah. Oh, Marty. Yeah. He's very talented. And I just love the look of it. I love the feel of it. This is a beautiful book. Where can folks find this book?
You can purchase the book at carolinspoetry.com.
And I guess I'm wondering, you know, what did you have a moment or a time, you know, as you started writing, you weren't writing thinking I'm writing a book. You were writing to journal, to express your feelings. What was that moment like when you were like, well, I'm writing poetry?
Well, it was rather surprising. I presented it to someone I knew who had some experience in the field of writing. And I thought, is this legitimate? And they kind of said, well, I think so. So let me pass it on to the next person. And they said, I think we have something.
Yeah.
And so then it gave me some validity, and I thought, okay, well, I think we have some momentum here, and let's keep going, and yes, here we are. So exciting.
It is so exciting, yeah.
What I did was really from God,
yeah,
and I felt like these words were given to me to go out to be with me and with someone else who could be asking those same questions, like, why me?
Right.
Why do these struggles happen to me? And that was important to share.
Yeah, I think that you've really captured it. If somebody wants to read this book, they can find themselves in your struggles in hopes of finding, you know, God's answer maybe for them.
Right. I don't feel like, obviously it is a meaning for epilepsy, but I would encourage people to let the meaning of epilepsy and the struggles to wash over their own struggles and to find themselves in the meanings of these words as well.
Did you ever think when you were growing up that you would have a book, that you would be an author? Is that something that ever crossed your mind?
No, And God's dreams are bigger than mine, as usual.
And I love that. We're talking with Carolyn Staffieri. Her book, With Me, A Poetic Expression of God's Faithfulness, available at her website, carolynspoetry.com. Carolyn, do you have one of your entries that you would like to share with us that you think would really touch some of our listeners' hearts this morning?
Sure, Fred. I will read one called My Child. My child, I sing over you, and I will never forsake you or let your foot fail. Join with me, proclaim, rejoice in my name. My plan is perfectly crafted beyond compare. While delay may seem unending, my heart deeply cares. You are my child, called and redeemed, and I am here faithfully beyond your best dream. A comfort, a shelter through storms and through strife, in mercy, restoring joy, giving hope to your life.
That's beautiful. What is it about poetry that can touch our hearts in such a way that sometimes other written things can't? Do you have any idea what that is?
Well, there's so many different forms of poetry.
Yeah.
The Book of Psalms really speaks to me. It's, you know, David's heart and all the other psalmists included there, but just the lyrical quality of Psalms is what spoke to me the most. And so we're familiar with that. And I think that all just cries to our heart and the beautifulness of it that just cries out to God's heart to us and our heart to God. And that's what poetry says to me.
Yeah.
Goes back to the biblical foundation. And
I love that.
Book of Psalms.
Yeah, With Me. It's Carolyn Staffieri's first book. She is an author, and we are going to give you an opportunity to win this coming up later on, so stick around with that. And we're going to talk more with Carolyn on the way, too.